leading us in our time of prayer. And thank you, esteemed Deaconess Banke, additional, for the reading of our Rhapsody of Realities this morning. And to our celebrants, happy birthday.
The recording just started.
Happy birthday to you. Glory to God. Esteemed Deacon Vincent Orido and esteemed Brother Ekundayo, happy birthday. God bless you. It's your time, it's your season. We are in a very, very peculiar season, and to have your birthday during this time is a blessing. Happy birthday to you. You walk conscious of what you received in this year of the prolific church and in this era of the great and victorious, great and prolific Church of the Year, Christ Embassy Lagos. One, there's great grace upon you, and indeed your life will continue to show forth God's goodness. You have an abundance for every good work, especially because you will far surpass and outdo your past in every area. And today being your birthday, it is recorded that you are the preferred and you are in line for the great greatness that has been bestowed. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy birthday. God bless you. Wow, wow, wow. Congratulations, esteemed pastors, leaders, brethren of the great and prolific Christ Embassy, Lagos and One. This is a very, 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 very important period in the history of the church. Our man of God has called us to prayer and fasting, and has also shown us over the last few days the importance, why we are doing what we are doing, because of our very sensitive role as priests, king priests. We are the ones that are impressing upon the world. We are the ones that are realigning the world. We are the only ones with the power and authority that can do what is needed at this time to ensure that the world is the way it's supposed to be. Different people on this earth have determined to have the world the way they want it. They're not asking whether it is in line with what God wants. They just want it for their own selfish reasons. But praise God, we've recognized that there is one authority on the earth today. And that's the authority in the name of our Lord Jesus, whom the church has been given the responsibility to wield. And we know that that's what the Lord wants, and so we are doing his bidding. And yesterday, Pastor again reminded us of that responsibility as king priests, that we are the ones to speak words in the name of Jesus and cause God's will to be done. And we prayed this morning, we did exactly that. And now it's something, I hope you took time yesterday to be part of it. I don't want to assume, but I really would like for you to let your pastor know that you are participating in this prayer and fasting, that you are able to, you know, join us Today is Wednesday. We're going to be in church. And we're also going to join our man of God. Please participate. Check to know when you're meeting. Because today, because it's a holiday today, some churches have moved the time for their service forward so that you can meet and still be part of the prayers with pastor. Take advantage of this and be in church. That is, you're not going to be at work. Work is what kind of affects Wednesday services for a lot of people. Because by the time you finish and get to church, it might be late because of the traffic. But today, we don't have that. So please make sure that you are there. This is the last Wednesday of the first half of the year. It's the last Wednesday, in fact, it's the last service of the month. And it's a high point. So do ensure that you are there. And do ensure that you are participating with the man of God and being led in the prayers. Don't take it for granted and say, I'll find out later what is being done. It is better we pray now at this time than we are forced into, you are forced to pray urgently at another time because we didn't pray when we could. Now is the time. Glory to God. And I want to tell you something. You know, we are starting a finance program, the prayer finance program. Our man of God approved for us, starting on Sunday. We're going to have it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on those 4 days, we are going to focus just on kingdom finance. Kingdom finance. When Pastor Wenger was praying, he reminded us of what Pastor said yesterday about our prosperity. And why is it so important at this time? Because there is a war being fought. That war has been on for 2,000 years. It's the longest war, and it continues. And it's a war, it's a battle for the, there are different battles in this war, but all those battles are for the souls of men. It's a fight for land. It is a fight for land. And it has been on. And that land is the souls of men. The Bible says, and I'm going to read that to you right now, in Psalm chapter 2, verse 18, going there now, are you prosperous? Yes, you are. Are you in charge? Yes, you are. It says, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. You know that in the time of Joshua, the Lord said, anywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, that shall you have. It was about land. For us, we're not treading on physical land to take physical land. ask of me the heathen for an inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. We function in the heritage of Jacob. The whole world was ceded to Abraham. And his seed, that's us. It is ours. The real treasure we know is not the diamonds in the ground. Is not the gold in the ground. The real treasure are the souls of men. that the Lord has determined to make his habitation. And he sent the Lord Jesus to see to it that it will be done. And then the Lord Jesus, when he left, he gave it to us and said it will be done. And it's done. The war we are prosecuting, every war costs megabucks. There's no war. In actual fact, that's where the nations of the world who are perpetuating all these wars everywhere are making their money. Right now, that's where America is being sustained. Because they're seeing to it that this war continues in Russia and Ukraine because of the amount of money that they are making from it. Because every country needs the ammunition, my brothers and my sisters. Your ammunition is your mouth. Glory to God. Your ammunition is your mouth. And as we move into every nation to preach this gospel, Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1 has been given, we have been given the contract. Listen to me very well. The contract has been given to Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1 to prosecute this war in every nation. In every nation. We have the contract. Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1. We were awarded that contract at the beginning of the year. And we showed ourselves faithful in seeing to it that we were taking this, we were bringing them in. Then we were promoted. Yes. After we were given the marching orders in January, the pastor said it was near the prolific church. We were then given marching orders, and we went about it. Then we were now got the promotion. We were made the first star generals. We were given the rights of the firstborn. Now we have been given every nation to continue to propagate this war. And do you know something? Some finances, untold wealth has been released for us to prosecute this war and take the heathen in every nation and the uttermost parts of the earth for our possession. And in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we are doing so. Everyone, every member of Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1 is taking the spoil of the souls of men. We are taking the spoil of the souls of men. Everything that is required for us to prosecute this war has been made available to the members, the leaders, the pastors, the partners of Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1. Everything required, the level of prosperity is unquantifiable. The level of prosperity that every member of this zone operates in is unparalleled. It is there for the, it has been given to us. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the wisdom of God at work in every member of this zone, we are prosecuting this war, bankrolling this war in the name of our Lord Jesus. We have been given access to divine wisdom, access to divine wealth, access to heavenly realities in the name of Jesus, to go out and bring in the multitudes, no man forbidding us. We have the materials. The millions of copies of Rhapsody of Realities, the millions of copies of Healing to the Nation magazine. We have the networks, the Love World networks, Love World Sat, Love World Plus, Love World India, Love World USA. We have the radio stations. We have the TV stations. We have the platforms, the internet platforms, the various cyber online platforms, new media technologies. We have them. With Healing Streams, the largest miracle crusade, we are everywhere. We have set up centers everywhere to bring them in the name of Jesus, everywhere. No man forbidding us. No amount of money too much. Because the billions and the hundreds of billions and the thousands of billions and the millions of billions and the billions of billions have been released to us. We have more than enough. We have an abundance for this work because God has directed unique grace, all grace, toward every member of Christ Embassy Lagos on one, that in all things and at this time, we have an abundance for this work. In the year of the prolific church, there is an abundance for this work. There is wealth untold, an abundance that the world has not seen. In the name of our Lord Jesus and the members of Christ Embassy Lagos on one, walking it in abundance to the, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Yes, we go out in joy. We are led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills break forth before us into singing. We have been called. This is our time. This is our season. There is no feeble amongst us. There is no feeble amongst us. There is no feeble amongst us. There is no sick amongst us. There is no poor amongst us. We are the prosperous. We are the called. We are the ordained for greatness and for lavish and extraordinary and extravagant financing of the gospel. We are the called for the extravagant, for the lavish financing of the gospel. It is unto us. We have been given the rights of the firstborn. We have been given that position of authority. And to the ends of the earth shall this gospel be preached by virtue of the work, of the passion, of the deliberate intent of the members, leaders, pastors, partners of Christ the Mission Lagos, someone, and so it is unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to say amen and amen and amen. Amen. You are so prosperous. And I want you to be conscious of this truth, regardless of what it may look like in your situation right now. And thank the Lord for selecting you for this assignment. Yeah, thank the Lord for selecting you for this assignment, because to be trusted with kingdom finance, it means that you're not selfish. You know, a giver can never be selfish. That's why he's a giver. They that only think about themselves and how to, you know, they're only thinking about themselves, their comfort, enriching themselves for themselves. You know that they can't do this. They can't be the ones that can be given this responsibility. It's those whose hearts are after the kingdom, are after seeing the establishment of God's will and purpose. And God has looked into your heart and he has seen that that is your desire. And that's why this blessing is released to you. Because when the channeling of this wealth untold gets to you, it will get into the gospel. It's not going to be siphoned. It is a big, big blessing. And so you will find that doors of opportunity are opening unto you even now, because your heart is right with God to do his bidding, come what may. And listen, you are peculiar. You are special. You are unique. You are different. Very different. You cannot be understood. You're like the wind. Nobody can hold the wind. You can only see its effect. Then you can say that is wind. That is you. They're looking, wondering, can anybody do this? How could you? They're wondering. People around you look at you and they say, this person is a spirit. This person is not a human being. But how could you put all this money into the gospel? They're wondering. You are not thinking about amassing it for yourself, building yourself earthly mansions untold. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have the mansions or the cars, but that's not your priority. It's not, it doesn't come first. That is the jara. That comes as the jara. The main thing is the persecution of this world. And as you go from this meeting this morning, you're going with that consciousness. You have been selected. You are one of those. This contract was given to us in Christ Embassy, Lagos, someone. Hear me very well. And we, once we got the promotion, you know, it's like it was awarded. We were awarded when we received the Christ Church of the Year. The con is like, it's, you know, when it's like we've been appointed now. We've been appointed into that level, into that. It's like ambassadorship. We are the ones that have been sent with this unique grace. This half of the year, starting from today, it's at another level. Glory to God. I don't know what you are seeing, but I believe that you're seeing it. On Sunday, when we had our awards ceremony, and many came forward, you know, to receive their awards, many of the churches, many of the pastors, many of the brethren, as you came up onto that stage, you shook my hand. Boy, I saw visions. I saw the grandeur. I saw the great and mighty things. And that's what I'm seeing this morning. That's what I'm declaring to you this morning. It is our 7 days of prophecy. Remember, yes, we are not ordinary. We are not ordinary at all. We have been called for this special assignment. So go forth, even in that power of the Spirit that God has ordained unto us in Christ Embassy, Lagos, someone. It's not like before. It is not like before. We have been chosen. We have been called. We have been ordained. And we are on it. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you have an impression in your spirit, even as I have been making these declarations, you can put them down on the chat room right now. Esteemed Pastor Wenka, you'll read them out for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited.